Hello.
Hi, my name is Mason, giving you a call back from customer support. How may I serve you?
Yeah, I had ordered some stuff over the internet from you, and I was billed on January 25th for $695 for a watch, $29.95 for something else, and $14.95 for another thing. Total of $51.85. Then we get down to February 12th, and I've got another charge from you for $59.95. I didn't order anything else.
All right, give me one second. I can pull up your account, okay?
Okay.
Sir, are you there?
Yes.
All right, can I have your zip code to pull up your account?
33872.
33872.
Yeah.
First and last name?
Frank or Francis McCarthy.
All right, can you verify your shipping address for security purposes?
My what?
Your shipping address?
3911 Thunderbird Hill Circle, Sebring, Florida 33872.
All right, give me one second. Let me look over your account. All right, sir. So it seems like you ordered back on January 24th a smartwatch and earpods. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was billed for that, those three items, on January 25th for $6.95, $29.95, and $14.95. But what I'm talking about is a charge on February 12th for
For
$59.95.
59, that's the full price of the watch.
I already paid for the watch on the 25th.
You only paid shipping and handling. After the shipping and handling charges. After the shipping and
I'm
handling
surprised.
charges.
It said that what you get the watch for free, and it was shipping. You pay for the shipping. I paid the
Yes,
shipping,
sir,
and
you
now
have a
you're
you had a
billing me.
14-day free
You're billing
trial.
me $60 for a $20 watch.
You had a 14-day free trial, sir.
Where in the hell do you come up with these rules? I'm going to contest this, and I'm not going to pay the son of a bitch. Your ad said paid the shipping, the watch was free, and I paid for the other two items.
It stated it in the terms and conditions.
Pardon?
It stated it in the terms and conditions.
Yeah, well, it's not very fair. I'm going to
Well,
contest
sir,
that anyway. You
give me
can go
one
to
second.
hell.